Chapter 13.
Wake up the others,
Vanessa demanded as she raised her wand high in the air.
And for hell's sake, be quick about it.
Yes, Professor. I ran toward the tent as my heart beat brutally against my ribcage, and my hands shook as I held onto my wand. When I sprinted inside, the women were still asleep, but rather than gently rousing them awake like I usually would, I called out their names and yanked off their furs. Up! 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 Mountain elves are on the way! Grab your furs, gear, wands, and prepare to fight!
Fuck!
Akira was the first to react, as she sprang from the floor and snatched her clothes.
Well, let's not waste any more fucking time, shall we? Time to slay some motherfucking mountain elves!
The other women wasted no words, as they quickly dressed, gathered their belongings, and stepped outside. A deep, bloody sunrise was shining across the horizon and spreading across the glittering white snow that utterly surrounded us. And when I looked around, I spotted the familiars, who were all gathered in a group. Their eyes were intently focused on me, but I rushed over to Revna's tent and bolted inside. The wild woman was covered with fur blankets, and her dark blonde hair was splattered across the pillow as she slept, quietly, with a small, faraway smile playing on her lips. For a moment she looked like a wild angel who was deep asleep and at peace with whatever dreams crossed her feral mind. I was starstruck as I momentarily gazed upon her beauty, but as much as I wanted to stand there and admire her sleeping form, I knew I couldn't waste another moment. I had to wake her up and summon her to battle, for she was one of our greatest warriors, and time was desperately running short. Revna, I said as I roughly shook her shoulder. You need to wake up! Mountain elves are on the horizon! We don't know exactly how many there are, but we do know we're outnumbered. The wild woman's icy eyes instantly fluttered open as she sprung up from her deep and serene sleep.
What?
She demanded, before she ripped the sheets and furs off her slender body, and then rushed to slip on her boots. The woman was already dressed in her furs and skins, and I imagined that's how she went to bed every night, fully prepared for the unexpected, and I was both impressed and aroused by her warrior spirit. As she grabbed whatever provisions she needed, she narrowed her eyes at me and frowned.
Mountain elves roam the top of the peak. We're only halfway up the mountain. I don't understand it.
I cannot explain it, nor would I have the time to, I said as I watched her grab her bow and arrows. Alexander and Isabel saw them only a league away, and Isabel even brought back a severed arm. They know we're here, and they're out for our blood.
Very well,
Revna said in a sharp tone before she nodded toward the slim opening of the tent. Then a small smile spread across her face as she tucked her wand into her waistband.
Let's get the hell out there and kick some ass.
I grinned before we swiftly left her tent, and by the time we stepped outside in the blinding white snow and icy air, all the women and familiars were positioned and ready for an attack.
Cool! I'll fly above the clouds and see if I can catch them,
Alexander said once his gaze fixated on me.
I can give you a better estimate of how many you'll be dealing with and how much time we've got before they reach us.
Very well, but you must be careful. I don't know much about mountain elves, but I wouldn't underestimate them.
They have keen sight and sense of smell. Normally, they bear weapons such as ice blades and mountain spears. Their magic is raw and untamed in the wild, so they prefer to use weapons rather than wands.
Understood, I said. And now that I had a better understanding of what we were dealing with, I certainly felt more prepared. I then turned to my familiar and flashed him a small but encouraging smile. Go, Alex. Be as swift as the wind, as light as a feather, and as fleeting as a shadow as you fly high above the clouds.
Will do, Master,
Alexander said before he took off and disappeared in seconds.
What shall we do to prepare, Master?
Beatrix asked with a quivering lower lip. Keep your wands aimed in all directions. We can do our best to send them flying off the cliffs, but we'll also need to protect ourselves against their weapons.
Perhaps someone could join Revna up on that ledge there?
Penelope suggested, before she pointed to a cluster of rocks just above us. And when I looked closer, I could see a ridge, just large enough to hold two women. As I gazed upon the defensive spot, I knew it would be the perfect vantage point for an archer to take cover while firing her arrows. Excellent idea, I said, before I cocked an eyebrow in Revna's direction, and remembered what she said about the exceptional charm that allowed her to carry several weapons at once. Do you have another bow hidden away in those furs of yours?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Revna grinned from ear to ear.
Now who would do me the honor of joining me as I shoot these fuckers down one by one? I will.
Akira shouted with an eager smile, and her arm shot up into the air like Morgana's during class time.
I love to wield weapons, and although my experience with a bow has been limited, I'm a fast learner. Plus, I think I know a charm to boost my aim. Wary Vale!
Revna said before she reached into her furs and retrieved a silver and black bow that glittered under the pale winter sun.
Make sure your aim is steady and true, Akira. We can't afford to miss. I will.
The black-haired witch gasped before she accepted the beautifully crafted weapon from our new ally.
I promise.
Now that we have our archers, I said as I carefully looked around, we'll need the familiars to position themselves in hiding spots. I know there isn't much here, but try to disguise yourselves underneath rocks, behind bushes, or wherever you see a discreet vantage
point. Wait, Master, if I may.
Beatrix stepped forward.
What if I turned the familiars invisible? I can't use the charm on Wiccas, but I can with creatures. Like you did with Alexander and Trixie when they first encountered Revna and her sisters.
Marina breathed with wide, amazed eyes.
Beatrix, that's a brilliant idea. They can fight and no one stinking mountain elf will be able to see them. Precisely.
The light-haired brunette nodded.
I'm not sure how long it will last, but I mean...
But nothing. As Marina said, it's a brilliant idea. Just be quick about it. We have no idea how long we'll have until they reach us. Then Alexander's voice suddenly crept into my mind as if he could hear exactly what I was saying.
Cole! The beasts are now climbing up the mountain to reach you. They move as swiftly as spiders, and they're drawing nearer. You have about 5 minutes left until they reach you.
Thank you, Alex. Now return to us, quickly. We don't have much time.
Out of the way, Cole,
he replied, and moments later he flew back down to join the other familiars and us. All right, I said before I looked at Beatrix. Cast the spell now. The light-haired brunette whipped out her wand while the other women ushered their familiars together in a group. Then we watched with wide eyes and parted lips as the light-haired brunette cleared her throat and aimed her weapon steady and true.
Sikus!
She screamed at the group of animals. A light hit the cluster of familiars, and their bodies shook as the spell flowed through their veins and transformed each cell, feather, and scale into nothingness. Soon there was nothing to be seen except for dim outlines, but they were barely visible to the naked eye. Now, everyone, take cover where you can. If these sons of bitches are climbing the mountain, we'll be sure to welcome them with a bloody surprise.
Yes, Master.
My women answered in unison before they rushed off in different directions and hid as best they could. I took a spot near Vanessa behind a boulder, but as my shoulder brushed against hers, she shot me a small scowl and inched away as best as she could.
You're too close. Move over this instant.
It's a tight squeeze, Professor. If I move, I'll be spotted, so you're just going to have to make do.
Fine.
She breathed before she squirmed again and adjusted the tight grip she had on her wand.
We'll tear them into shreds as soon as they appear, Cole. I'll let you know when they climb over the ledge.
Thanks, Alex.
What did he say?
He'll give us the mark when they appear. Be ready. I can feel their presence getting nearer.
I feel it too.
I gripped my wand until my knuckles turned snow white, and as I braced myself for another fight, my heart hammered against my chest like a wild bird desperately trying to escape from its bony cage. Even without peeking from above our stony hideaway, I could feel the mountain elves as their bloody hands gripped the rocks and climbed higher and higher. As they moved closer, I sensed their desire for blood and their warmongering lust to see our bodies cut open or tossed over the mountainside. I firmly held on to my wand as the same hungry and bloodthirsty emotions washed over me like a violent wave. I was ready to kill, and nothing could hold me back from tearing these sons of bitches into bloody ribbons.
Cole! Now! Attack!
I cried out, and wild, high-pitched screams followed. When we emerged from our hiding spots, I aimed my wand at the foul creatures that Vesta described. They were truly the opposite of the stunning Wicca, and as my eyes scanned every one of them, I realized she was not exaggerating. Their skin was the color of swamp water, and their red-rimmed eyes were as murky and silverish white as the ice beneath our feet. When they bared their teeth, I noticed they were clear and sharp as icicles. Their features were not perfectly carved, as Vesta's were, but instead, their noses were long, crooked, and protruding. Their ears were not small or dainty either, but large, like an overgrown bat's. As more elves mounted from beneath the cliff, they rushed toward us with thick metal armor encasing their broad chests. Then their beady eyes widened with fear and confusion as our invisible familiars quickly started tearing them into meaty shreds. Blood splattered across the snow as eyes were pulled from sockets, tongues were ripped from tattered mouths, and throats were cut open from ear to pointed ear. One elf wriggled through the chaos and made eye contact with me, but I aimed my wand right in between his dim eyes.
"Volant!"
I shouted. A bright light left the tip of my wand and sent the hideous creature soaring backward and past the edge of the cliff. His cries echoed as he descended to his death, and his screams were so feral and gruesome it sounded like a hog being slaughtered by dozens of blades.
"Mlesero!"
Vanessa screamed as a bright white light seeped from her magical weapon, and when it hit an elf right in the elbow, half its arm fell off.
"Glacio!"
Morgana yelled, and the quick-witted brunette managed to freeze a cluster of mountain elves before they could reach us. Meanwhile, Akira and Revna shot their arrows and pierced as many elves as they could. Akira was doing remarkably well for someone not used to wielding a bow, and as we spurted out spells, she managed to slay at least a dozen foes in a matter of minutes.
"Excellent work," I encouraged. "Keep slaying these fuckers!"
"Where are our archers?"
A tall elf with bluish-green skin and crusty lips growled before he looked down and yanked up another elf who was still climbing the mountain.
"Get your ass up here and aim your arrows at the archers, now!"
I pointed my wand at the tall elf who gave the command, but as my Disulto spell flew in his direction, he managed to dodge out of the way, and the incantation hit another elf instead. I cursed under my breath, but instead of dealing with his ass, I had to focus on the other elves, who had bows and arrows in their possession. In seconds, they notched their weapons and aimed their rusty arrowheads in different directions, and whenever a Wicca occasionally popped up to cast a vicious spell, the elves fired their projectiles in that direction. Thankfully, the women were quick to duck out of the way, and we did our best to take out the enemy elves before they could cause any severe damage to my women. However, when Circe peeked from her spot, an arrow went straight toward her forehead, and before she could dive out of the way, it pierced her right in between the eyes. My heart skipped a beat, but then a smile spread across my face as I remembered the blood pact.
"Broomfucker!"
The blonde woman screamed before she quickly yanked out the bloody weapon from her skull and studied its gore-covered head like it was a beautiful gem. Her serpentine eyes glared at the elf who shot at her, and when I looked at his face, he was utterly stunned and confused.
"What?"
he sputtered as he stood there, petrified.
"You're going to pay for that, ass elf!"
She giggled like a madwoman as deep red blood trickled down her face and into her vibrant, snake-like eyes. Then everyone watched as she twirled the weapon in between her fingers, and when the arrowhead was pointed in his direction, she threw it while screaming an incantation none of us had ever heard before.
"Exultatus fueris spiritu!"
The arrow left her grip, soared in a perfectly straight line at lightning speed, and then stuck right in the middle of the elf's wide throat. His eyes bulged out of his head, and he desperately grasped onto his neck, as if there was some chance he could outlive his mortal wound. Circe snickered, while the other elves either gawked or were torn to pieces by our invisible familiars.
Their magic is far too powerful, General!
A smaller elf cried out in a quivering voice.
There's no way we can overpower them!
Aye, we'll not have some sniveling coward tell me when to retreat!
The towering elf sneered, before he looked deeply into my eyes, and a dirty grin spread across his ugly face. He then lifted a finger and pointed right at me, before speaking up again.
"You, come out here and face me like a man! We will fight one on one. No one is to move a muscle as we do so. And if you win, we will leave you alone to carry on with whatever journey you have to fulfill. However, if I win, I'll be sure to make your death as slow and painful as possible. Then I'll have your bitches watch as I tear you apart, limb from limb. And afterward I will claim all their bodies as my own.
Oh, by Satan, you won't win. I chuckled as I shook my head. But you have a deal. Revna was the only one to gasp in shock as I stepped out from hiding and approached my foe, but I knew the others weren't afraid. My women knew their master would overcome any creature, and there wasn't 1 ounce of fear in the air as I drew closer, with my wand pulled out and aimed at the ready. Then, as the tall elvish general opened his mouth to say something, I flicked my wrist and pointed right at his chest.
Disulto!
I shouted with all my might. Red light surged from my wand and hit the elf right in the middle of his rusty breastplate, and he cried out in surprise and fury as his broad and tall body flew backward toward the edge of the cliff. He nearly fell completely down the mountain and to his death, but the quick bastard managed to grab onto the edge with his long, grimy fingers before he could plummet down below. Then, before I could cast another spell in his direction, he quickly pulled himself up, retrieved a silver blade from a small sheath, and tossed it in my direction in a blink of an eye. I managed to duck out of its way, but the edge of the knife slashed my skin and drew blood. I ignored the pain and tried to face my opponent quickly, but as I turned in his direction, the tall elf came charging my way. He then lunged at me before I could cast another spell, and when his heavy body landed on top of mine and crushed me into the ice, my head hit the ground so hard I could feel sour bile rising in my throat. Then I was pinned to the ground, and the savage elf wrapped his strong hands around my throat and began to press down on my windpipe with all his might. His face scrunched up in determination as he tried to crush my trachea. And even though I couldn't breathe, I was still able to slither my hands down to where my dagger was sheathed. The elf was so focused on my face that he didn't even notice or feel as I curled my fingers around the hilt and swiftly retrieved my weapon. So I thrust the blade upward into his gut and pushed as deeply as I could. Blood spurted from his lips and splayed over my entire face as he stumbled off me and clutched onto his wound. Everything and everyone went deadly silent as the general slowly collapsed to his knees, and as he did so I caught my breath and stood back up. I glared down at my withering opponent as he stared up at me with pleading, pathetic eyes. His entire face drained of color as he lost more and more blood, and I knew he would be dead in a matter of seconds.
Let the rest of my men... go,
he gurgled through thick spurts of blood.
Please.
Yeah. About that. I chuckled with my head cocked to the side. I think I'd rather not. Who knows where your men might run off to and what kind of rumors they could spread.
Yeah.
I don't believe I'll take any chances. Before he could plead any more, I focused on the natural elements around me and felt the ice-cold wind surging behind my back. I grinned like a rapacious wolf as it brushed past my face and whipped through my hair, and as I looked down at my groveling enemy, I willed the sky and wind to do my unholy bidding and obey my every command. Then I raised my hands into the air and imagined a storm brewing in my mind. And even without me saying a word, Vanessa knew exactly what I had in store for the elvish men.
Everyone, get behind Ko!
The professor ordered, and she quickly began to gather the other women.
Abandon your post and summon your familiars. Stand with your master, and together we will summon a terrible storm.
Do as she says, Alex. There's a violent storm coming, and not one of these fuckers will be spared.
Yes, master!
My winged familiar responded without hesitation.
Blow them all away, like wispy winds in the air!
As Vanessa created a powerful barrier around us, my women linked hands with each other, and when they grasped onto mine, a surge of power flowed through my body, like the sudden lightning booming in the sky. Thick storm clouds began to cascade across the steel-colored sky, as the elves screamed in fear and tried to flee, and thunder broke and roared like a vicious lion about to lunge for its kill. My heart hammered with exhilaration as I willed the skies to do my unholy bidding. And once I felt like everyone's magnificent power was at its highest point, we uttered the incantation in unison.
Interficium carne mea mutata tempestate!
Suddenly a fierce and unforgivable wind swept across the mountain ridge and swept the elves away as if they weighed nothing at all. But Vanessa kept her wand aimed high above us as she maintained the barrier and protected us from being cast over the edge as well. I watched with satisfied eyes and a broad grin as the dying elf I gutted to pieces screamed while the storm swept him away. Then his cries died as the wind howled like a bloodthirsty wolf. And once again I knew we had overcome another close battle.